You know, the big news yesterday was the SPCA lady came in with Biggie's new cat. And I don't know if anybody caught this. Of course, she did what a lot do. She came in and immediately said, I never, ever listen. And I
she
can't,
did throw
I can't,
that in there.
You know, I can't hear enough of that. The first thing she said, oh, my God, I don't listen to you. Thank you.
She just threw that in there for no reason.
For no reason. I told her, you didn't have to say that.
I'm assuming you're Biggie by the size. Correct.
Yeah, she came walking in. Oh, my God, I don't know who any of you are. I never, ever listen to this show. Thank you. Oh, fantastic. And then she said, I thought I laid out such a nice joke. Sometimes I do that where I'll do a joke and nobody laughs. And then it's just like, well, forget it.
The day's ruined.
Day's ruined. Right there. The day is ruined. She came in. The cat was in a carrier. And I knew one thing. I wanted to leave this room before that cat was out of the cat. I just wanted to be not a part of this. Okay. So she comes in and she says, now I'm just going to open this door and let her out and let Veronica.
Veronica.
She said, I'm going to open this door and let Veronica out and see everybody. So I said, well, I'm going to open this door, the studio door, and let Red Rachel out.
Nothing.
I mean, they all looked at me. The woman looked at me like, what the hell are you talking about?
Is that what you call her? That's rude. No, it's for fun. It's because she has red hair.
So I'm going to just crack this door a peep and Red Rachel will run through.
She'll scurry on out.
Nothing. You see that? Nothing.
I you know what? I feel like I heard it and I just didn't get it.
Yeah, you didn't mean anything either.
Because I was standing right next to you.
Nobody got
I heard you say it too. I just did not. I was like, why did you say that?
Yeah, I noticed.
It makes no sense.
I noticed. I thought this is going to be gold. I literally went through it in my mind. I said, this is going to be gold.
You thought you were going to get that lady and convert her to a listener.
Yes.
Because it was going to be so funny.
This is what you're missing. Yeah.
Yes. I was like, this is the kind of thing, since you clearly don't listen and have broadcast that, almost literally, broadcast it, that you do not listen to this program.
When the door closed, she said to me, she said, it's nice that you work with the challenged.
Yeah.
And I said, no, he's our leader.
That guy's your, this is your leader. Then I went down the hall. They had a dog down the hall. They were getting ready to try to adopt out. And I said, oh, that's a cute puppy. And she said, without missing a beat, I never listened to you.
Who are you?
Thank you. Then I walked on.
All right,
on
I'm just going to head on back here.
One time years ago, we used to have other people. There was a guy that sat where you sit, Rachel, named Dave. And I did a joke. I planned it for 24 hours. We were playing one of these games that we play, a match game or something, you know, or a pyramid, okay? And one day, I handed out the papers, you know, where you have to look at the paperwork and see the words on the paper. And Dave said, this font's a little small. He just made that comment. So we had a 30-second conversation. I was like, sorry, this, that. So the next day, and I thought after the show, I thought, oh, my God, I'm going to do this. Should I? Shouldn't I? Weighed it left and right. So the next day, I made a carbon copy, a copy of all the words, no matter what Dave picked, what category he picked, and I had it in the tiniest possible font that you could not see at all. And so now 24 hours had passed, and it was the next day, and Dave picked his category, and I handed him the secret paper, and it was, I mean, the tiniest font there was. And he said, I don't know what you're doing. I can't read this. And I said, that's the joke from yesterday. Nobody got it. Nobody. was brilliant. I played that for a long game.
Were you at home giggling over that?
Yes. I was this is going to work. This is going to work.
I've never seen such disappointment.
Nothing. Terrible.
And I'll tell you, rare times in my life do I feel bad for Chris Kelly, but this was one. He looked like a little boy who had come in with like a new toy.
I had it.
To show, I got this great, and the whole class was like, toy's stupid.
Yes. That's right.
And then you just feel, I've never seen the man just slink down in his chair.
It's brilliant. It was brilliant. You see, he complained about the font one day. So the next day I made it really, I thought, should I go super large or should I go really, really small? And I went really, really small and it landed like a thud. No one got it. No one remembered from the day before.
Dave puts on his readers and I don't know.
It's like the joke I tell. When we're out at an event, and I know Red Rachel and B.B. Shea have an event today. Got a shrimp boil.
Yeah.
You got a low country boil.
That's right.
And the great news is the temperature is going to be 97 degrees.
Hottest day of the year.
It's going to be so chilly. I mean, I'm going to wear layers.
I would.
If you want to see a dichotomy, Go see these two today. You're going to see Red Rachel in 98 degree heat, still with a jacket on.
I'll have pants on for sure.
Pants. And BB Shea just sweating for his life.
Oh, waiting to see the sweat out there. What time's the event?
4.
Good.
4 to 6.
Hottest part of the day.
Don't wear black shorts.
That's what I like. Wear black. Embrace it. Embrace the heat. Embrace the the conditions that make that'll make you stronger. That's what I like to do. Get out there. Like, I've been walking the dog in this 95 degree heat. My wife's like, do you think you should walk him this long? Yes. Yeah. I don't care. He's panting to be, I mean, like, you wouldn't believe. Then I looked it up online and was like, whatever you do, don't walk your dog more than 5 minutes.
Yeah.
You know how long, Roy? An hour.
Oh, good for both of us.
I mean, there's foam coming out of his mouth and mine. And then I was like, you're risking a heat stroke for both of you. I was like, yeah. That's right.
Good. Right. Good. That's what I want. Worth it.
Should have told the SPCA lady that. Yeah. I'm going to walk my dog for an hour. I'm sure she would love that.
Yes.
Well, what do I care? She's not hearing this. Who cares?
Nothing.
Nothing. Never. So sometimes when we're out spinning the wheel at an event, a guy will spin it, you know, just off its hinges. He spins it so hard. Mm-hmm. You know what I like to say? At the end, when he loses, like by just a space or two, you know what I always say? You didn't spin it hard enough. They never laugh.
No, they're like,
what do you mean? Yeah. I spun it really.
Do I get to do it again?
I never. I don't deliver well. I do not deliver a joke well. That's the issue.
I also think when people spin that wheel, they have no idea what to expect out of it.
I agree.
Because some people just barely touch it, and then other people, they're trying to knock it off the table.
And some people just come up and stare at it, which is my favorite.
And they're like, how does this work?
How much is it?
Right. How does this work? It's a wheel.
It's like one of the oldest things ever.
With the word win on it in certain spots, it's like,
well, listen.
What do I do?
Here's the deal.
And then they say, what do I have to land on to win?
Win.
Well, that's a word.
But here's the deal. If you land on 7, I get your firstborn.
That's right. I say to them, when you come up, spin the wheel, land on the word win, you're a winner. They say, what do I do? I say, spin the wheel, land on the word win, you're a winner. What do I have to land on?
And then you'll say, you'll win a t-shirt. Yeah. And then,
what do I win?
I'm not comfortable doing this.
People don't pay attention the first go around. I think that with anything, with anybody, they don't pay attention the first go around. So the question is now, how's the cat? Are you getting the cat?
The cat is going to come to me next Thursday.
Terrific.
At home.
Yes.
She's very sweet. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't know with cats, so they opened the cat carrier and said, we'll let her do her own thing. Mm-hmm. She came bounding out and wanted to say hi to everybody.
Perfect.
It was, they joked that she had been with her. She had kittens already. Mm-hmm. She'd been trapped with her kittens for weeks, you know, so this was like Mother's Day out. So, but she wanted to say hi to everybody. She was rolling around, playing, coming up to me. She pulled out her little ball to play. She was having the time of her life. Very sweet.
So you think it's a good fit?
I do. I think it will. I think it will take some adjustment, obviously, because cats, dogs, very, very different.
She seemed real friendly, though.
She's very friendly. I mean, she was not scared of people. And she's good with you picking her up. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's not, you know, I was picking her up, holding her. Everyone else was coming in, picking her up.
Well, there you have it.
Yeah. So she, she'll move in next Thursday. So she's an unwed teenage mother, and I am, I've agreed to help her.
That's good. You bring her in off the streets.
That's right.
Straighten her out. Get it going. Mm-hmm. That's good. Like it. It's very cute. I've saw a
very
picture.
Cute. Very cute. Yeah. And I put up a nice post about her on my Facebook page. And I was telling Red Rachel and BB Shea, one comment struck me of all 500, which is, she looks too young to have kittens. And I said, buddy, that's the animal world.
Never. They're
they
never
don't, they don't check IDs.
No, that's no.
There's no age of consent.
In fact, was she a year?
She's a year old.
They're at it right away.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, I know the guinea pig world. I mean, good Lord.
They just, I was telling somebody that story the other day.
Yeah.
I'll never forget that story because, there is such thing as a guinea pig rescue. Yeah. And two, maybe the lie of the year. Oh, yeah, but they're both girls here.
Lie of the decade.
Yeah, spoiler alert, one wasn't.
Yeah, one wasn't a girl, and all of a sudden around Christmas, we got 7 new little guinea pigs.
And your daughter, we have more guinea pigs now. And you're like, well, no way.
How did that happen?
In the time between discovering the birth and getting them out of the cage, she got pregnant again. Yeah. I mean, as soon as she gave birth, she got, seriously, she gave birth in December of 1 year, 3 guinea pigs, and my daughter woke up and found it. And then a month later, she gave birth again. Like in that 2 hours while my daughter slept, this poor guinea pig that gave birth was, I mean, the other guinea pig,
her
the
partner's
male,
like, yeah.
Yeah, the male was like, okay, yeah, let me back in that. This guy is disgusting.
You would think she would have said, I'm not ready for
back
this
in
yet.
That.
It's no wonder the SPCA.
What are you saying?
Why would the SPCA ever listen? Let me back in there. That. Let's go.
Yeah.
Get on your back.
This is what you want, right?
God, thank God the SPCA lady doesn't listen. Jeez, I should apologize to her anyway. Oh, my God, it's awful.
Hi, I'm a horrible person. You know, I don't listen, but I could feel it.
I've never heard. Oh, you give off very bad vibes. There's Oh, your aura is terrible.
Yeah.
This is terrible.
You're the one they told me would be in the room, but leaving quickly.
Making a bad joke on the way out that nobody would get.
Yeah, that's me. Mm. That's me.